Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, and you're going to need that coat tonight because it's going to be very, very chilly. And boy, the Northeast is just being hit with this frigid blast from the North Pole. I mean, this is an Arctic blast.
The polar vortex again?
I guess so.
We're just going to keep having these,
huh? It is just brutally cold, and I'm sure there's some people out there going, hey, and they are concerned about global warming because they don't put it all together, so they don't understand that. Hey, listen, I've got some really negative news here for right-wing radicals. And again, you know, when I speak about right-wing radicals...
When Scoot on the Air talks about the illegal, immoral, divisive, and destructive activities and conspiracy theories of ultra-right-wing radicals, Scoot is not referring to all Republicans or all conservatives, just those insurrectionist MAGA cultists who refuse to accept responsibility for their mistakes, see the truth, or listen to reason. If you or someone you know is suffering from MAGA addiction, please call 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870, weekdays from 1 to 4 p.m. Please vote responsibly.
Okay, here's the bad news for the right-wing radicals. I mean, this is really tragic news. The jobs report for January is out. 517,000 jobs were added. That's nearly triple what they were expecting. 517,000 jobs created. I guarantee you there are white ring radicals right now that are trying to figure out ways to spin this. They're right-wing radicals right now working on their social media posts, working on people on Fox News are working on this. Not everybody on Fox News, but some on Fox News. They're working on this to point out that it's not that good of a deal. And so I guess we need to blame Joe Biden for the creation of 517,000 jobs, right? The unemployment rate is down to 3.4%, the lowest in 54 years, lower than when anybody else was in office. So America right now, as far as this news is concerned, America's doing really well. But remember, there are people on the right and on the left that don't want America to do well if it makes the other side look good. And this is the bottom line of what's wrong with politics today. There are people who don't want things to improve if a Republican is in the White House. No, I'm sorry. If a Democrat is in the White House, they don't want things to improve for America because then the Democrats are going to get credit for it. Not that they deserve credit for it, but they'll get credit for it. So, really shocking, tragic news for the right-wing radicals.
Not only were 517,000 jobs added last month, President Biden says some 12 million have been created since he took office.
That's the strongest 2 years of job growth in history. By a long shot.
And he adds, as jobs continue to go up, inflation is slowly coming down.
Inflation has now fallen for six straight months. Gas prices are down more than $1.50 a gallon since their peak. Food inflation is falling as well. And as inflation is coming down, take-home pay for workers is going up.
It's all positive news to talk about during next week's State of the Union.
The State of the Union and the state of our economy is strong.
I'm Shelley Adler.
And Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick says that no one sector dominated in the jobs report.
Part of the beauty of this report is that there are so many jobs spread across essentially all the key sectors, and leading the way is one that I think many of us can identify with. That's the category that includes bars and restaurants, which continues to have the biggest hiring gap compared to the pre-pandemic period. I think the Fed can actually look at this picture and gain some additional confidence with the hope that a recession can be avoided, a hard landing, if you will, as it continues to keep interest rates high and vanquish inflation.
So, again, it's so sad to me that there are Republicans that do not want things to be good for Americans because it might make the Democrats look good. And there are Democrats, especially the left-wing radical Democrats, that don't want things to be better when a Democrat is in the White House. Wait, they don't want things to be better when a Republican is in the White House because they don't want Republicans to get credit. You see, it's this constant battle. It's about preserving our side. It's about protecting what our side can do for you. And this is the bottom line for the lack of the C word. The lack of compromise. They don't want to. That's like the new C word. You can't say compromise. And so they don't want to compromise because it might make the other side look good. This just is further proof how divided we are. We're not Americans. We're not America. We're not the United States of America anymore. At best, we're the divided states of America. And then we got this Chinese surveillance balloon hanging up 60,000 feet over Montana, and they don't want to shoot it down because they're afraid of falling debris. So again, as I said last hour, so does that mean that like a Russian or Chinese bomber can fly over America? Oh, we can't shoot it down because of the debris. And then you're not going to find, fewer people in many states other than Montana. I mean, Montana's going to be one of the less populated states. So I don't know. It kind of concerns me. And I know that the Chinese have TikTok and they know what we're doing anyway. But it just seems kind of obnoxious that this big balloon is just hanging over Montana, the United States, invading U.S. airspace. And we're not doing anything about it.
I think maybe we could get like a Chinook can't go up that high. But we got to have something can go up to 60,000 feet with a big ass needle. You know, like a huge, huge needle. Yeah. And they just go, pop it.
And then it would fizzle. It would, like a balloon. It would fly all over the place and end up in Chicago.
Wait for it to land somewhere and then just go pick it up. We got some texts about the balloon. Here's one that says, the military has the ability to snatch balloons out of the air. Look up Skyhook system. It has been used to recover weather balloons and a way to retrieve members from the ground with our landing.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm thinking that maybe because of diplomatic reasons, the U.S. doesn't want to shoot it down.
Yeah, somebody also suggested earlier. Yeah, they just want to. We don't want to shoot it down. We want to steal it.
Oh,
and then see what the technology that they have in there.
Well, let's go get it.
Yeah, go get the balloon. Here's a text that says the litmus test will be if or when the balloon happens to pass over Lake Superior, giving the military a very large stretch of water to work over. Then we'll know how serious they are about putting a stop to it.
Now, but we're hearing that it's controlled. It can be controlled. It's not just flying up there with the weather currents, the wind currents. It can be controlled.
Got a little propeller or something.
Right. So if the Chinese are smart, then they're not going to want to put it over one of the Great Lakes, or I mean, that would be the closest body of water, I guess, at this point, or maybe the Pacific would be as close almost. But they don't want they wouldn't want to put it over the water if that would be an easy shot to shoot it down.
One more balloon text. Here's a says a blimp taking pictures over the United States. Let's hope China never discovers Google Earth. I got Google Earth right here on my computer. I can see Montana. What y'all want to know?
I know, really.
I'll show you some pictures of Montana.
And for those who don't know, there are a lot of missile silos in Montana. Yeah.
I said I had one more text about the balloon. I lied. At the top of the pile, Jewish space lasers could incinerate it.
Oh, yes.
Get them out there.
Yes.
Get the Jewish space lasers out.
Forgot them. You know, we've got to remember they're up there.
Yeah.
We've got to remember they're there.
Well, I know at least one person who knows they're up there. Two more texts real quick about the the jobs report. Here's one that says, clearly the job report people haven't been to a restaurant or a retail store lately.
Well, no, this is factual information.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't mean that everybody has a job. It doesn't mean that everybody is benefited. It doesn't mean that every restaurant is doing well.
Exactly.
It just means that over this broad country that we have, many of them are doing better.
Yeah. If you've been to a restaurant or a retail store in the last couple of weeks and not had a five-star experience, I'm sorry, but that doesn't mean that the entire sector is still where it was 6 or 12 or 24 months ago.
Yeah, we tend to want to judge everything by what we see, and this is a big country.
I'll leave you with this one. I think this is in reference to the little disclaimer that we played. You do realize nobody has been charged with insurrection, right? So you calling those idiots that is misleading and divisive. Where do we start with this?
But wait a minute. Let's just take just a moment to realize that this is a person who might actually vote. This is a person who has texted a major radio station
almost
in America
certainly. And
is full of BS because
they have been
convicted.
If it's important to you, Texter, the difference between seditious conspiracy and insurrection, if you want to be picayunish about the language and say, well, nobody's charging documents actually say insurrection. Okay, we're all here to do what we're all here to do. You go nuts. But the idea that you would participate in this conversation without knowing about Stuart Rhodes and the rest of the Oath Keepers and the rest of the Proud Boys, people who had longstanding designs and plans to interrupt the peaceful transfer of power, a.k.a. overthrow the government in a, what you call it? What's the word for that?
Insurrection.
Yeah. If that's important to you, then I'm just exhausted with people like this, man.
You have the ability and the right to be dumb in America. You have the right to believe stupid things. But they have been convicted of insurrection. And that's one of the things that was shedding such a negative light on ex-President Donald Trump. All right. So, look, this is the day, February 3rd. This is the day that many people believe the music died, according to Don McLean. But you're going to hear Don McLean explain what he was thinking when he wrote American Pie. Let's do American Pie in the next segment. We've got to get to a break here. So I want to extend this. In American Pie, we hear the words, the day the music died. And many believe that Don McLean is referring to today, February 3rd, when Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bop were all killed in a small plane crash in Iowa. What was the day the music died for you? Whether a trend came to an end, like disco ended, or maybe somebody died, what was the day the music died for you? For me, I would have to say the music died with John Lennon being killed, because I knew that John Lennon being gone would lead to, it would be impossible now for the Beatles to get back together. For some people, it may have been when Kurt Cobain died. But here's the problem with that. I mean, a lot was lost when Kurt Cobain died, but the grunge movement did not die. It continued to flourish after Kurt Cobain died. So I don't think it's fair to say that's the day the music died. But again, maybe for you, it is that day. When somebody died or when something came to an end, when was the time, the day the music died for you? The Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When Don McLean sings about "This is the day the music died" in American Pie, many believe he's referring to today, February 3rd, when Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper were killed in a plane crash in 1959. In an interview not too long ago with Don McLean, he doesn't like to talk about American Pie. But I asked Don McLean, when he was writing American Pie, what was he thinking about at the time? This is a really interesting answer.
I can't tell you how I did this, okay? I can't tell you how I did most of what I did, which is already what I told you. I tell what I've had to say, and in a way I've spent years talking about and not talking about this song, but it's not because I don't want to, it's because I can't tell you what happened. It's almost like I was completely devoted to what I was doing and very immersed in what was going on in the country because, you know, the government was all over us to go to war, and so we were all very political, and it was a very personal thing because you were going to get shot, and your life was going to be changed. And at the same time, I had this sorrow and this mourning, really, that always continued for Buddy Holly. I really loved him like you could love, you know, a dog or a sister or a brother or, you know, a horse or something. I mean, an emotional kind of feeling for his music and for him in a childlike way. And so I was, it was a yearning that was there. And as I went along, I got involved with a lot of political people through my involvement with Pete Seeger on the Hudson River in the late 60s. And I was looking around to try to find a big song to write about America. I've always been interested. I'd written Orphans of Wealth about poverty, and I had written Magdalene Lane about Los Angeles and Tapestry about the environment. And I wanted something that wasn't so specific, that was, but yet captured something much more indescribable about the huge country called America with all its conflicts and craziness. So I came up with this idea of politics and music influence one another, flowing forward and parallel. And that's the most I can tell you about the song.
Because it really is about a changing world, or that is easy to interpret it as a changing world. And it's almost as if, you know, American pie, as American as apple pie, it's almost as if that was a sarcastic title for a song that was really being honest about America.
Well, I was seeing something that I wish hadn't come true, because now we have machines are going to start making music. Music has really died. And we are in a very materialistic place in our country, where really people don't believe in much of anything except money. And we have the right president for this. Whether we like what he does or not, he's all about money and success and winning. And these are very basic things, but they should not be the entire philosophy of a nation. So I would have preferred if it had gone the other way. I would have preferred that in these 40-some years, if we had songwriters who were more literate and more musical, and who just groups that came along that blew away the Beatles and all these groups that we're still talking about. We're talking about them because no one's topped them. We're talking about American Pie because no one's topped that. And it's a sad thing, because we really should have been knocking those out of the way with phenomenal, you know, and we should have had our cities cleaned up and our attitudes toward one another sorted out. And instead, you know, it's a food fight.
But it's interesting. It's
very, very primitive.
It's interesting, Don, that as I was going through this song last night and again this morning and letting the imagery paint a picture for me, I saw many parallels. And I've talked about this on my show before. I see many parallels from the 60s with today, in terms of attitudes, in terms of anti-establishment sentiment.
Yes, but people are not organized, and they're not courageous enough to really do things. They talk a lot, but they're afraid, because we have laws in place since 9/11, and if a person becomes too much, gets too far out of line, he's branded as a terrorist, not as a patriot, not as a Paul Revere, warning us about things, but more or less as somebody who is to be perhaps put in jail, which is no different from a communist country. When you get your politics on the left or the right, and we are so far apart, there's no compromise in this country. When you get that far, you back into each other. You're just as each one's worse than the other. And just have a different style of doing things. And so I don't see parallels at all, because we were looking to put the country back the way it used to be. And there's no way to put it back the way it used to be now.
Interesting conversation with Don McLean a few years ago, and an interesting answer. And yes, Don McLean was very much into politics, obviously. You know, and I think it's interesting that he doesn't like talking about the song, and that's the most I've heard him talk about what's behind American Pie. He doesn't like to talk about it because he really wants to leave it up to you. You decide what the song means to you. But for many, it's the day the music died, and it was February the 3rd when Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper died in that small plane crash in Iowa after playing a concert. Now, the concert, they actually got on the plane at 1 a.m., so it was really kind of like the night of February the 2nd. But technically, it's February 3rd, since it was at 1 a.m. in the morning. So this is the day we mark that tragedy. What was the day the music died for you? If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Art Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Can you think of a time when somebody died, or when something came to an end, and you just felt this empty feeling inside? That's the feeling that I had when John Lennon was killed. As unlikely as it might have been, there was still talk that the Beatles were going to get back together. There was still the possibility. When John Lennon was killed, that possibility was gone. And so something that was a big part of my young life, coming of age to the music of the Beatles and that early British invasion, it was gone. It would never again be, because John Lennon was killed. Was there a day when somebody died and you just felt this empty feeling inside? That's equivalent to the day the music died for you. If you want to, just the Oaken Art Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. From downtown Elwin, welcome to the show. Happy Friday.
And then when I'll tell you this. When Janis Joplin died, Jimi Hendrix died, Otis Redding died, the Barclays died, even when John Lennon died, it was emptiness. I've never felt so sad, and now I really feel sad for Anita Pointer when she died.
Mm-hmm.
It took a lot out of me, you know, and it's something that you could never replace.
And Elwin, don't you feel like one of the reasons that you feel empty is because something that was part of your life will never again be?
Yeah, because, you know, I feel like I was close to these people. I feel like it was in my family. Mm-hmm. You know, music is like a family. These people was like a family in music to me because I bought their records. Some of them I've never went to concerts. Some of them I did, you know, and I felt like I've lost a member of my family.
Yeah. And the reason I think we feel like they're family is because they write songs that relate to us. We feel like they know us because the songs that they write are so relatable to our personal lives.
That is correct. And Scoot, let me say this on crime, if you let me. If they want to cut down on crime, they'll have drones flying through the air. They know who these people are. They let these people out of jail every day.
Yeah.
The judge is letting them out. They know who they are.
It's a big problem, Elwin, and they got to solve it. And if they don't solve it, it really is on them. Elwin, have a nice weekend. Let's go to Gentile. Hey, Justin.
Hi, Scoot. With a shout-out to my buddy Cosmo, I told Ian I was going to talk about two things. I'm going to just do one and the other, and I'll save for another day. The day the music died for me, and I'll never forget this, dude. I opened the Times-Picayune newspaper September 25th, 1980, and the headline said, Led Zeppelin drummer found dead.
Wow.
And my heart dropped to my feet. Oh, I cried. And, you know, I love Led Zeppelin. They're a great band. I grew up with them.
Well, plus you're a drummer. And you're a drummer.
Yeah, I'm a drummer, right. Well, you know, he influenced me. But he was only 31 years old, Scoot.
Yeah.
And you know what killed him? He drank 40 shots of vodka.
Yeah.
And
he
that hurt. It still hurts today.
He could have used, like, Wellness Center. And, I mean, you know, people, I'm not making a joke about it, but, you know, people,
of course not.
People can change things and they can get their lives right. And you don't have to continue to go down this path that you're going down. Justin, I do appreciate the call. Let's go to Ian with some text messages.
Got quite a number in here, as you might expect. Here's a text that says the day Elvis died. Now, this person, I'm not sure if they're serious about this. You be the judge. Scoot, for me, the day the music died was when Tiny Tim kicked the bucket in 1996.
That's a joke. I love the sense of humor, but
I mean, it's not impossible that somebody out there really felt hollowed and lost when Tiny Tim finally crossed over.
It wouldn't surprise me if one of our listeners felt that way. But generally speaking, I don't think anybody really felt like the day the music died was when Tiny Tim died.
Oh, man. Somebody texted. Oh, this is Brother James. He says the day for Ozzy. The day he bit the bat is dead, LOL. Okay.
And by the way, Ozzy, if you've seen him recently, he is still alive.
Yeah, he's not touring, though. He canceled tour.
No,
yeah.
He's dealing with some pretty serious health issues.
That's okay. Dimebag Darrell's
death.
Well,
no, it's not okay. No. But I mean, nobody.
No, I didn't mean it's okay. Like, I feel bad for Ozzy.
No, I know what you meant.
Oh, Lord. Dimebag Darrell's death is when the music died for me.
Yeah.
Let's see.
He was one hell of a guitar player.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked a little bit in the last hour about a day that music was born. I got a couple texts about that. Our friend Banana Puddin is tuned in today. He says, Scoot, on the opposite of the day that music died, music was born for me yesterday when I heard the Psychedelic Roses for the first time on WWOZ. You know the Psychedelic Roses?
Yeah, yeah.
Check that out, man.
I don't really know that much about them.
No,
but
that's cool.
That's cool.
That's great. Yeah, look, why don't we pause here? I'll pull some more of these together. I'm getting so many, it's hard to keep up.
All right. If you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. What was the day the music died for you? And then in a positive way, what was the day that, you know, the music came alive for you? All right. The Okunard Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. A lot of people probably felt that really empty, empty feeling. And I mean, I was affected by it, but I'm sure a lot of people felt like when Prince died was the day the music died for them. Especially when it's a death that's like not expected. You know, it was a shock when Prince died. It was a shock when John Lennon was killed. Sometimes you kind of see it coming. I mean, David Bowie had been sick, but that was another day the music died for a lot of people when David Bowie died. I'm Scoot on the air. It's Free for All Friday, and we'll be back on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What was the day the music died for you? I know my son was really affected by the death of David Bowie. I mean, I introduced him to David Bowie, but he watched the movie Labyrinth so many times that David Bowie became this iconic figure to him. And he told me when David Bowie died, he told me that that really had an impact on him. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a Free for All Friday. So when was the day the music died for you? Let's go to Denny in Chalmette. Denny, you're on WWL. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday, man. First time caller.
Well, we got to give you a little special treatment here, Denny. Appreciate that.
All right. I like it.
Like to designate those first time callers because they've been listening for a while and they finally decided to call. So what has you calling in today?
Well, you know, the subject you have today is just terrific. I feel close to it because music is a big part of my life, as it is a lot of other people. Mm-hmm. But you were talking about, you know, what brings the music down for you or disappoints you about music. And for me, it's probably, and I didn't realize it at the time until I got a little older, but MTV, you know, when we were kids, we sat in front of the television, watched video and video and video after video.
Right.
And you got exposed to a lot of different types of music back then. And back then, you know, right in that time span from about 78 to about 82, you had some classic platinum, triple platinum albums come out from a lot of different artists. And after that, MTV picked up on the more we can cram down the consumer's throat, the more advertising we can make. And that's what they did. All the big bands, all the big artists and groups that had a popular song, they just made you sick of it because it was constantly on the air, you know. From that point, it just seemed like a downfall for me.
For you, Daddy, the day the music died was really the day that MTV went on the air.
Kinda, yes, sir. Yeah, a little bit. And you know, from that point, you didn't see too much coming after those groups that really made it big in the late 70s and 80s. And I told Ian, you know, about supergroups. You don't see supergroups. You'll never see another Beatles. You'll never see another U2. You know, you'll never see another Zeppelin, Michael Jackson, David Bowie. You don't, you won't ever have that kind of influence in music, and that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
The creativity level, the influence on other musicians and the styles that they presented, because they were all different. If you listen to pop music today, it's all cookie cutter and generic. You know?
Much of it is, and I think this is a legitimate point. I don't think MTV, in my opinion, MTV didn't kill music. I understand your point about you know, just the commercial success of MTV and playing
yeah.
the songs
no,
over
no,
and
I,
over and over again.
Right.
But there were some really good bands in the 80s. I mean, Bon Jovi would be considered a super group.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. You know, after that point, let's take it to, you know, the mid 90s or so. You know, we're talking 30 years ago, you know.
And what you're also saying is that it's a lot easier to make music today because of technology. You don't have to be a great singer to make your own music. You don't have to go into a studio with a band. You don't have to have a band to make music today. You can do it just totally with technology today. And so
I do it with my iPad.
Yeah,
and it's kind of sad because I am a musician. I play guitar. I play trumpet. You know, different instruments and stuff like that. So I enjoy the creativity that gets me interested in the bands or artists.
Well, Denny,
and I'm just a little disappointed that, you know, we won't see those types
but
of bands
wonder,
anymore.
You know,
it'll never happen.
I wonder, you know, there's usually a backlash. There's usually a backlash that comes when something reaches a saturation point. And the cookie cutter music of today is reaching a saturation point. And I wonder if there's going to be a backlash and people are going to go back to the bands. They're going to go back to real music. I wouldn't be surprised if that happens. And it will be a younger generation that picks up that new direction. Denny, I enjoyed our conversation. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, what's going on, Scoot?
Hey.
Hey, man, they said flannel killed hair metal. I know you're not a hair metal guy. I am a Duran Duran fan like you. That's a guilty pleasure of mine. I think that the smartphone is definitely going to kill the guitar solo, the Eddie Van Halens, the Zach Wilds, the Dimebag Darrells, because, I mean, or Jimi Hendrix, whoever it was who was just crammed in a basement, just playing a guitar for 14 hours. Kids nowadays are not, you know, looking at an amp and a guitar like that. Now, don't get me wrong. There might be one or two. I know they got the YouTube sensations, but it's not going to be as prevalent as it was back in the day because people are looking at technology and their smartphones so much. I just want to say a couple of things. They got a Aerosmith tribute band tonight, Scoot. You know, for anybody listening, a couple good shows are coming. Flogging Molly's tonight at the Fillmore in New Orleans. Tomorrow night, Incubus is at the Fillmore. And there's an Iron Maiden tribute band tonight at Southport Hall. So there's some good shows. And yeah, that was really cool that you had the creator of Crew of Cuties. I'll be out there tomorrow.
Cool.
I know you're probably going to Crew de Vue, which is a little more mature. And look, listen, it's not just a kiddie thing, the Crew of Cuties on the West Bank. It's at 2 o'clock tomorrow in Old Gretna. But it's pretty much, you know, people are going to be walking around drinking beer. So, you know, don't think you can't come out there and have fun. And I hope to see you out there. I'll be out there with my family. And
that's cool.
Yeah, man, if I see you, I'll give you a beer. Otherwise, looking forward to hearing your Crew de Vue report Monday.
Jimmy, have a great time. Also, let me mention that Death Cab for Cutie is tonight at the Orpheum Theater. And I think there might be some tickets still on sale. You know, another grunge rocker who died really early was Layne Staley, Alice in Chains. And when Layne Staley died, that might have been the day the music died for a lot of young people. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. This is Death Cab for Cutie. We welcome them to New Orleans. They're going to be at the Orpheum tonight, a venue not used often enough. That's a great theater, the Orpheum. It's kind of like the Sanger, but it's not as large. Song is called Crooked Teeth. Obviously, it's about people from the UK. I mean, they got some bad teeth over there.
Do they not
have enough orthodontist over there, or what's the deal? But they've got some like wicked bad teeth in the UK.
I don't know. Maybe they just have fewer beauty magazines than the United States.
I somehow doubt it.
I don't know. That's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
All right. So, look, we're going to continue with this conversation. So if you're on hold, you know, stay with us. What was the day the music died for you? Today, February 3rd, according to many, this is the day that Don McLean was referring to when he sings in American Pie, the day the music died. This is the day Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bop were killed in a small plane crash in Iowa in 1959. Also, today was the day that Mackenzie Phillips, Michelle was the mother, revealed something really, really strange about her dad. We'll talk about that coming up on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.